Friends, I will be continuing the chapter number 3 of World Class Manufacturing, and the name of the chapter is 5S. What is 5S? It is a systematic approach to organizing and maintaining a clean and efficient workplace, efficient workspace. Initially implemented to improve efficiency and safety in the workplace, it has stood the test of time and it is effective in various industries today. Effective. Effective means it is customer oriented. Effective. Effectiveness means we give to the customer whatever he wants. So, we have to have our workplace effective so that customer satisfaction is achieved. 5S is a 5-step methodology that creates a more organized and productive workspace. It can be best summarized by the philosophy, a place for everything, and everything in its place. If somebody asks me what is 5S, I will say a place for everything and everything in its place. In the 1970s, it was Sakichi Toyoda who developed the 5S system. Within the broader total production system, TPS, that is Toyota production system, over the years, the 5S system has spread and can be found within total productive maintenance, that is TPM, the visual workplace, the just-in-time process, and lean manufacturing. All comes together. What is the aim of 5S? Why we learn 5S? Improving processes with continual improvement of production and reducing waste, which I have been emphasizing in chapter number 1 and chapter number 2, reducing waste, improvement of production processes. 5S, Japanese words, and 5S, English meaning. Japanese word is sairi, which means sort. What is sort? Eliminate which is not needed. That means sort everything and find out what is needed to me in this workplace. If it is not needed in this workplace, I remove it and keep it in some other place or throw it out. Either I keep it in some other place or throw it out, but nothing is unnecessary, nothing is kept in this workplace. Sort and eliminate which is not needed in this workplace. Second is Saiton, that is straighten. Organize what remains after sorting. That means after sorting, only necessary things remain. Then I organize that in such a way that I create a place for everything. Maybe it is locker, maybe it is cupboard, where it is drawer. I organize it in such a way that there is place for everything and everything is kept back after use in that place only. For example, in locker, I have certain tools. Then I will make a label on that locker that this locker, you know, has so many tools. And then I will also keep the key of that locker in a place which is identified very well. So, Saiton is organize what remains after sorting. that is only necessary things. Then next is saisu, that is shine, clean and re-inspect work area. What I call it as pick and span. I clean everything. Organize place, I will keep it in such a way that it is pick and span. Then fourth is saiketsu, that is standardize. Write standards for 5 years. Write checklists for 5 years. Make the cupboards in a standardized way. Make the drawers in a standardized way. I create SOPs for my 5 years. I will keep the layouts for 5 years. Standardization. And the fifth and last is shitsuke, that is sustain. Consistently apply the 5 year standards and sustain the 5 years to be always very transparent. Workplace is very transparent. Everyone knows what is where, what is kept where. While 5 years was first developed in the context of the auto industry, it is widely considered as essential space for any lean manufacturing program, regardless of industry. 5S is a low investment, high impact lean manufacturing tool that is centered on people. Because involvement of people, continuous involvement of people is required. It engages operators in owning their workspace and helps to instill a culture of quality, productivity, improvement, and cleanliness. 5S is a structured program to achieve total organization, cleanliness, standardization in the workplace. A well-organized workspace results in a safer, more efficient, more productive operation. It boosts the morale of the workers, promoting a sense of pride in their work and ownership of responsibility. I have experienced, if the morale of the workers is high, it results in their high efficiency. It results in their high effectiveness. It results in their high productivity and less wastage of materials and time. 5S acronym in English usage is sort, straighten, shine, standardize, and sustain. That means for every Japanese word, starting with S, there is an English word which starts from S. Sort, straighten, shine, standardize, and sustain. This is the 5S methodology. Sairi is tidiness, which means throw away all rubbish and unrelated materials in the workplace. Saiton means orderliness. Set everything in proper place for quick retrieval and storage. Saiso means cleanliness. Clean the workplace. Everyone should be a janitor. Saiketsu means standardization. Standardize the way of maintaining cleanliness everywhere. And shitsuke means discipline. Make 5S a way of life. From morning till evening, 24 hours, commitment to 5S. Commitment to cleanliness. Commitment, a place for everything for and everything in its place. Now, details. What is Sairi? Separate items in the workspace that you need from items that you do not or may not need. That means, ask one question to yourself, whether I needed this for last 6 months, whether I need it now, whether I will be needing it in next 6 months. If answer is no, then move unneeded items to a red tag holding area. That means you keep it in an area where there will be a red tag. Afterwards, you find out what to do with that. A first step towards opening of space that can be used for some other things. That means better utilization of space, better cleanliness. And I don't say that unneeded items you are throwing away. Remove it to a temporary space where there will be a red tag. Then find out afterwards what to do with them. Items needed in this work area, items needed in another work area, items you may need, items you do not need. Ask questions. 5S can be applied to digital workspace. Few examples: remove waste or muda from your workspace. Responsibly recycle materials and papers. Separate everyday tools from special case tools. Avoid overfilling the workspace with excess materials. I have experienced this in our company, where we did this sorting operation and literally removed 2 tempo worth material out. So much unnecessary material was lying in your own house also. You do this siree, then you will find that 1 tempo worth or 1/2 tempo worth material can be removed from your house, and that much space is created for useful things. Next is Cyton. Organize the items for after sorting, providing every item a clear and easy to find home so that it can be easily returned. Then audit, Cyton audit. A co-worker find specific items in the work area. If the items are found, straighten is effective. That means you should give him a target that find out this item in 30 seconds. If he is able to do it, then you can say that your Cyton is very effective. For example, give every item a district home. That is place for everything and everything in its place. Then use color as a way of organizing and creating meaning. Integrate shadow boards and other visual indicators. Dedicate an area for working. Like shown in this picture, every tool has its own place. You use one tool, keep it back in the same place. Absolutely, discipline is required for this. But then you can locate the item within some seconds. You don't have to search for it. Then Saisu, shine. Elevate the work area by thoroughly cleaned, inspected tools, equipment, and empowers operators by giving them more responsibility and agency over their work area. It helps them to identify problems before they occur. Speak and span. Grab the metaphorical spray bottle, find the source, inspect. Few examples of shine are: wipe down equipment, examine the wear of your tools, disassemble larger objects to inspect the state of their parts, investigate a recurring unclean spot or mess, cleaning, shining, glittering like a gold. And you find out how satisfaction you get. We have experienced this, that after these 3 steps, how satisfied you are. The next is Saikesu, standardize. Standardize means whatever you have done in first 3 steps, you standardize thing in order to sustain the thing. A bridge between the first 3 steps and the last step to capture best practices as a standardized reproducible set. That means document in pairs, capture the essence, prefer checklist, organize to simplify, create checklist, and for each task, check if it is truly adds value. If it adds value, keep it. If it doesn't add value, remove it. Whatever you do should add value. If it doesn't add value, remove it, eliminate it. And that is the saiketsu. Write down your 5S practices. Create implementation audit checklist. That means whatever you do in first 3 steps, you should regularly audit it. Whether it is properly placed in its designated place. Create kits that contain the materials needed to perform a specific task. For example, in assembly line of the production, you should create kits and give to the assembly line so that they don't have to find out the things. They have the complete material for their assembly. So you have to create kits, use photos and other simple visuals as part of your training materials. And audit the whole thing very regularly. Last is Shitsuke, that is sustain, transforms the standardized 5S processes into regularly completed tasks. Iterative 5S processes ensure continued progress. Create a schedule, teach through demonstration, supervise solo, adapt as necessary. Continuous improvement is driven by continuous feedback approach. Each suggestion feedback with genuine curiosity to learn. Few examples of sustain are explain through demonstrations and role play, complex processes, perform periodic check-ins after initial training, encourage supervisors and operators to communicate openly, to find ways to improve 5S implementation, set periodic audit reminders for review of red tag area. We have created red tag area earlier, you know that. So set periodic audit reminders for review of red tag area. That means in that red tag area, materials, they are to be completely thrown out or they have to be kept in some other place. Useful in some other time. The 6th S of 6S, safety. 5S is meant to help improve productivity in the factory, but it is also meant to help create a safe, positive work environment for the team. While preventing workplace injuries is very important, also important is that everyone enjoys a safe, clean, and logically laid out work environment that motivates the employees, leading to better results on the plant floor. How 5S contributes to safety is sort removed items from the plant floor, creating more space, which can be used to create larger aisles and more open spaces in the factory, removing tripping hazards. So this is safety. Removing tripping hazards is safety. Then straighten gives every atom a logical home and prevents operators from rushing around looking for what they need. That could cause safety hazards also, definitely. Shine cleans the workplace and maintains equipment, preventing leaks or spills from leaving slick spots on the floor and ensures operators have functioning tools. Standardize removes the confusion regarding ownership of responsibility so that important jobs are never missed. Like consistently maintained equipment will never create safety problems. Very clear. And sustain ensures 5S efforts keep the staff happy and on top of any new safety concerns as they arise. In a 5S program, sustain provides continued motivation. So, steps for 5S implementation. form a 5S team, establish a committed 5S team to lead, coordinate, and execute the entire 5S process. The team must include various levels within the organization who understand the current workflows, processes, and challenges. For example, your worker, your supervisor, your planning engineer, all are the part of this team. Executing a Gemba work. What is Gemba? Gemba is workplace. Gemba is workplace and Kaizen is continuous improvement. So we have to go to Gemba, take a walk through the Gemba. The team takes a Gemba walk, which means going to the workplace to observe and gather information about the current state. The team should engage with employees, ask them what are their problems, what are the hazards, what are the accidents, what are the difficulties, and gain insights into the existing work environment, practices, and potential improvement areas. We did this in our company, a 3 days Gemba Kaizen, where we solved all the problems or all the concerns or all the safety issues within 3 days. Then plant area distribution zone-wise, the plant is segmented into various zones according to the nature of task schedule. Each zone is assigned to a particular team member who takes charge of implementing the 5S methodology. Assigning zones clarifies responsibilities and establishes accountability and promotes standardization. Steps. Sorting. SIRI, the sorting phase, focuses on decluttering and eliminating unnecessary items from the workplace. Red tags are commonly used in this place, where items marked with red tags are considered obsolete. After identifying those unnecessary items, the team decides to dispose of, relocate, or store them appropriately. Straighten, that is Straighten. In the Straighten phase, also called Straighten, the goal is to methodically and effectively arrange 2 items needed for ongoing operations. During this phase, the team determines the best location for tools, equipment, and materials. Every item is given a specific place, and visual aids like shadow boards, labels, floor markings indicate where the item should be stored, where the keys should be, where the tools should be, reduces the time spent searching for tools and enhances overall workplace efficiency. Shine phase or SISO involves cleaning and thoroughly maintaining the workspace and equipment. To achieve this, the team should create a regular cleaning schedule that involves everyone in the area. Doing so will not only improve the appearance of the workplace, but also help identify potential safety hazards and equipment issues that can be resolved promptly. A clean and organized environment boosts employee morale, improves productivity, and shows a dedication to quality. Standardize aims to establish standardized processes and practices for 5S across all zones in the plant. The team collaboratively develops guidelines, checklists, and visual standards that clearly define the expectation for each 5S element. Standardization ensures consistency in implementation, making it easier for employees to follow the 5S principles throughout the organization. Regular training and communication ensures everyone understands and adheres to the established standards. Here the word communication is very important. What is communication? I communicate something and he understands and implements it. It's a closed circuit. Communication is a closed circuit. So regular training and communication ensures everyone understands and adheres to the established standards. In shine phase, the shine phase or SISO involves cleaning and thoroughly maintaining the workspace. The 5S methodology improves workplace organizational efficiency and safety while providing a systematic approach to decluttering, organizing, reducing waste, increasing productivity, better utilization of resources. Promoting cleanliness and discipline, 5S fosters a positive work culture that encourages continuous improvement, enhancing employee morale, reduces accidents, creates a safer working environment. It's a tool for optimizing processes, increasing quality, and achieving operational excellence. Benefits: improved workplace organization and cleanliness, increase efficiency and productivity, reduce waste and unnecessary downtime, enhance safety and reduce workplace accidents, streamlined processes and smoother workflow, improved employee morale and engagement. Benefits of 5S implementation: enhance quality and fewer defects. Easy identification of tools and materials leading to time savings, standardized practices and procedures, cultivation of a culture of continuous improvement. Some pitfalls: an essential requirement for long-term success of 5S is management's commitment. Managing staff must keep pressure to avoid natural behavior to ruin the early achievements. Normally, what happens? We start everything very beautifully, but don't sustain it. So, it is our usual practice that if we get engaged in production pressures, then pressure on 5S will get minimized. So, managing staff must keep pressure to avoid natural behavior to ruin the early achievements. It's very important. Then 5S teams must become models and lead by example. Admitting deviations to 5S rules will dilute them, making long-term commitment questionable. Long-term commitment is very, very essential for 5S, and evaluation standard criteria must adapt to specific conditions. 30-second rule: one must locate the attempt within 30 seconds. I already said, if 5S is properly implemented, you will be able to locate the attempt within 30 seconds. Also applies to the electronic records on our computer. Rate tags utilized for labeling attempts that are no longer required or unused, facilitating the sorting process. Shadow boards designed to effectively arrange tools and equipment by providing designated spaces that make it easy to identify missing attempts. Visual controls implemented through color coding, labels, and signs to pinpoint the correct location for tools and equipment swiftly. Cleaning checklists, standardized work procedures, floor marking tape, Kanban systems, which I will be explaining in the next chapters, and visual management boards displaying key performance indicators and progress toward goals, supporting the sustainability of improvements achieved through 5S. Sustaining 5S. To sustain 5S in the organization, establish a clear commitment from top leadership. Engage and involve all employees. Regularly review and audit the 5S practices. Encourage open communication, feedback, and recognition of 5S efforts to maintain enthusiasm and motivation. Integrate 5S into daily routines and standard operating procedures. SOPs. To maintain the benefits of 5S in the long run, it's essential to consistently emphasize its significance and incorporate it into the organization's practices. Implementing the 5S methodology can bring noteworthy advantages for organization, including enhanced workplace efficiency, effectiveness, productivity, and safety. Teams can ensure continuous improvement and streamline processes with the help of visual cues, huddle boards, and Gemba walks, thus establishing a visually organized environment is required. 5S methodology must become part of an organization's culture, routine processes. It promotes teamwork and shared dedication to achieving goals with excellence. Results in significant positive changes in the workplace, leading to increased success, better collaboration, and improved organizational performance. Summarize: 5S is for everyone. It is for you and it is for me. Clean up and organize the work work area every day, so that each new day is easier and safer than the day before. It's a continuous improvement. World-class manufacturing, lean manufacturing, just in time, like that, 5S. Audits help in finding areas for improvements. Take a good look around. Imagine zero waste, zero confusion. Few benefits are neat and clean workplace, smooth working, no obstruction like just in time, increased safety, improved productivity, improved quality, decreased wastage, machine maintenance, visual control system, motivated employees, workstations become spacious. Thank you.